ramping our way up to Father's Day this weekend with a great Father's Day prize pack. I bet the boys from ZZ Top probably don't do a whole lot of messing with saws, chainsaws, or lawnmowers with those big old beards getting tangled up in there. Well, we have had a bunch of great saw and mower stories over the past couple days.
Our email is bradandjohn@kism.com. So let's dive in here. You got a good mower story. You got a good saw story. Could win you that mower tomorrow. Who's going first?
Well, Brent, you used to make a go-kart out of yours?
Mid-70s. I'm probably 14. My dad had a real style mower, gas-powered one. Well, I was in a go-kart, so I would take the mower off and take the motor and put it on my go-kart, tool around the neighborhood. They never found out until I got caught by the police one day. And over the loudspeaker system, he was making me push it home. And up and down the hills, I would get it, jump in it, and so it wouldn't run me over. Well, my dad was out in the front yard when the cops came by on the loudspeaker saying, push it, push it. And so I got caught by them. My dad made me use a real push mower on the yard for 2 years after that. And without a bag, so I had to rake it as well.
Cut it and rake it.
Yeah, the taller I got, the harder I worked, the madder I got. And then he went out, took me to Sears one day, said, we're going to go buy a new lawnmower. Picked up a nice little rider, and we got home, and he said, oh, this isn't for you. You got to continue using the push mower.
That's right, Brent.
Yeah, so I was almost 15 before he let me off the hook, but I never got to use the mower.
No, that's not for you, buddy. That's for me.
You got some strong legs out of it, though. 360-733-5476, 360-733-KISM.
Rocky?
Yeah, my dad was used to go to my grandma's to cut the lawn for her and stuff, and there's a steep embankment. And, of course, anybody that's mowed a lawn, it can get kind of slippery. Well, the thing is, he's going down into this embankment that goes into like a little ravine or whatever that went by the side of the house. Well, he was using a Flymo. Do you remember those?
No.
Look up a Flymo. No wheels. It just hovers.
Oh, okay. I remember those.
Yeah, so he's going down this embankment or whatever. It's got to be going down, at least on about a 60%. And he would do it all the time. He would just sit there to sort of dip it down in and everything. Well, caught his foot. Foot went under. Blade took off the end of his toe. Yeah. I know. I don't know. I'm thinking that's probably the number one reason why Flymos aren't around.
I don't know, Flymo, Flytoe.
I never heard of these things, and I'm looking at a YouTube of it right now. Man, that is the weirdest thing. It
levitates?
Slightly off the ground, and apparently the blade must go down, obviously, low enough to where it's mowing for you, but it seems like it could take off on you, you know, or you could lose control of it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's like weighted down at all. That's a little weird.
Yeah. All right, 360-733-5476.
Well, the grand prize does come from Carl's mower and saw this week, and Dan's involves a chainsaw.
Okay, Tony and Chad are cutting down a tree. Chad knows what he's doing, but Tony don't. So Chad decides to put Tony on the skidder, pull the tree away from the house while he's sawing on it. Tony panics, and he pulls so hard that he pulls the tree over on top of Chad's pickup and smashes the saw in the back of the pickup.
Ouch.
So that's how the saw got damaged. Okay.
That's how you smash a saw.
Yeah, you pull the tree down on top of it.
That'll do it. How's the truck doing?
It ain't much of a truck no more. But at least it was like a Nissan, so it didn't start out of much of a truck.
Oh, well, throwing shade.
Brad and John at KISM.com. Now, Brad, this one involves kids, okay? And there's a kid, Clay's kids are involved in this thing, so this is an important one.
Did they want to drive the riding mower?
I don't know, because so Clay, you got... You're on the riding mower, and then you got the kids. What, you hooked them up and you put them in the little trailer behind while you were mowing the lawn? Is that what you were doing?
I did. We had this little makeshift wagon that we had built to pull the kids around in the lawnmower. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to start mowing, and which isn't safe in itself. But Well, yeah, they're coming around the corner.
Tell me
and
you
I
have the bag catcher on the back of this thing, and you're not just spitting the grass clippings back towards the kids and everything.
Rocks flying back at them. You
know. Nope, I was. It was on the mulching setting, okay. Right? So it wasn't, you okay. know, wasn't horrible,
right.
But probably wasn't the smartest thing either.
Well.
But
so what happened?
So we just came around the corner, and the muffler, it was an old lawnmower, the muffler fell off, and it caught the blade and shot out the side and caught the grass right next to it on fire. And I jumped up to grab a hose to put out the fire and halfway there realized I had left the kids in the wagon.
In approximation to the fire.
Exactly.
In the middle.
Yeah, the first move, your wife probably pointed out, your first move probably should have been securing the kids, right?
Yes, she nicely said that to me, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure she did. All right, Clay, that's good stuff. Thanks, man.